Thank you, Jamie, for sharing your testimony. It's nice to hear. I worked at Abernethy when Jamie would have come as a camper and as a visitor, and he is continuing to make me feel old today. And thank you also for going first and giving me a preview of that quite full-on camera angle that I'm about to experience. Trying to write out my testimony was really tricky, as I'm sure it would be for a lot of people here. When I try to verbalize what God has done for me and how he has changed my life, there aren't really appropriate words. It's almost like trying to see the wood for the trees, trying to see God's love for all the love that he's given around me. It feels like he is everywhere around me in everything, and his love and faithfulness stretch as far as my eyes and my mind can see, like there is no beginning and no end to his love for me. When I reflect on my relationship with God, I am amazed time and time again by his never-ending faithfulness, his permanence, and the way that his offer to me has never changed. I've called myself a Christian for many years, but to paraphrase something that I read recently, I see now that I've made my faith very self-focused and complicated, and even the concept of baptism was something that I considered for years, when in fact God's offer of love is completely beautiful and simple. God is love. At the start of this year, I felt very lost in my faith. It was there, but I hadn't really been living it. It felt like I'd hardened my heart against God in a bid to get on and do the things that I wanted to do. And I can only describe the end result as feeling as if my heart was exhausted, not by any specific thing, but by a feeling of human weakness and the distance I had created between myself and God. I'm thankful that when my burdens have felt so hard and heavy to carry, God opened my eyes to the fact that all things can be achieved through his strength and not through my own. I'm thankful that he's remained faithful through times in my life when I have not. And I'm thankful to God that he saved me from my own sinful nature by his immense grace and his mercy. I'd like to read from Psalm 103, verses 8 to 12. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever or repay us. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Thank you.
Amazing testimony. I know it's to God that gets all the glory, but you made it so clear. And as each of us witness your baptism, we trust that we will think of these words that you've challenged us with today. The vows that we want to share for you today is this. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins?
I do.
Do you trust in Christ's death for forgiveness and his resurrection for eternal life?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of the church, do you offer your life in service to God?
I will.
Katrina Statham, upon your personal confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The response wasn't because they had to, they wanted to. Heavenly Father, just anoint Katrina today and always in the power of your Spirit to serve according to your will in her life. We thank you for her fellowship in the Lord and her act of obedience through baptism this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, Trina, I've got a verse for you as well. It's from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So pray for you now too. Father, thank you for Katrina. Thank you for her step this morning in obedience to you, the beautiful Lord Jesus. And we pray that you will give her all she needs going forward from this day, filling her with your Holy Spirit, touching her life so that she can touch others with the goodness of God. I pray that she will always seek your face and be radiant with your love, as she's clearly testified today. We just thank you for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given himself for us that we might have abundant life. So we just pray your blessing on her today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.